We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Hyojung.
That is so creepy.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, sound is so creepy because no one really calls me Hyojung.
That's because I heard like, you
except
said that.
For my mom. Yeah, right. She's like the only person who calls me that.
Well, I could be your dad.
Don't ever do that to me again.
That's your
Otherwise,
name.
I'm going to call you Johnny. So it's the same thing for me. So how are you doing? It's been like
cold,
freezing cold, right?
Cold. Cold, and we're going around location scouting, and it's not fun. And
oh, I thought it's done. Has it been completed? No?
No. We still have a month to go to start the movie.
So do you guys need to go outside of Seoul?
I think the main location is in Incheon. So.
Oh, I see. So it's not really far away from where you are.
No.
Right. Actually, Hooligan is talking about hot honey. I guess we were talking about winter food. This morning, so what do you eat to keep you warm when it is so cold like this?
You know, usually the soups like in the stews and stuff. You know, like odengtang type of thing, the fish cake soup.
Oh my god, odengtang sounds so good.
Yeah,
I was thinking like 부대찌개, you know, with all kinds of ham and
right. That could be too,
but odengtang sounds so good
with some warm sake.
You know what?
Obviously, we have a movie today that you love.
I have saliva all over my mouth. You make me drool over. Oh my god. We should have a odengtang day.
We should.
With warm sake.
Yes.
Right. So let's start talking about the news first. And we have this thing. I mean, this is award season, obviously. There's going to be a lot of awards
right.
in the beginning of the year. And I think SAG is the first to go.
28th Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Right. I mean, it's not that long. I thought, you know, it looks like it's a lot longer than this, but it's only been 27 years so far.
Right.
So well, it started in the late 1990s.
Right. Compared to Academy Awards, it's not very long.
Right.
You know, Academy Awards 97th this year, I think.
Oh, 97th? It's almost centennial.
Right.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, we're excited because, you know, we have some Korean actors nominated for this award.
We are Korea. Well, Squid Game is nominated in four different categories. Mm-hmm. And we have outstanding performance by male actor mm-hmm. and female actor.
Right.
And also ensemble of cast mm-hmm. and action mm-hmm. performance by mm-hmm. stunt ensemble.
Right. I mean, including that, this year's SAG has some interesting news. First of all, it's CODA. The ensemble of CODA made history by becoming the first disabled performers to receive a nomination
for outstanding
performance
great.
By a cast. And Squid Game made another history by becoming the first non-English series and first Korean series to be nominated.
However, you know, we talked about this with some friends, actually the politicians, and actually the nationality of Squid Game is not Korea.
Yeah, because it's produced by Netflix, right?
And also 100% was financed by Netflix.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of like Minari case?
Kind
of, because it's all funded, you know, outside of Korea.
Right, but Minari was shot in States.
Yeah, right. Ah, yes, that's the difference, right? But still, we're happy, right?
Very happy.
And I'm pretty happy because race-wise, it's pretty diverse this year.
Right. And also, it looks like the age-wise, it's pretty diverse.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, I was so happy to see them.
I haven't seen these names in a long time.
Right. We have, let's see. We have Michael Douglas.
Yep. We have Martin Short. I haven't heard that name in such a long
outstanding
time.
Outstanding performance by a male actor in a comedy series.
Right.
We also have Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, oh my God, he used to be my favorite in high school.
I know, the father of Bride, right?
Even before, when he was doing stand-up, I used to buy his albums.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Huh. Do they, I mean, they sold albums, like, for stand-up comedy? I didn't know that.
They actually had movies.
Oh, I didn't
for
know
stand-up
that.
Comedy. Steve Martin was one of the biggest at the time.
Uh-huh. Huh, that's interesting.
He plays the banjo, you know.
Oh,
he
I didn't know.
He plays the banjo while he does, you know, mm-hmm. he does Smoky Mountain Breakdown.
Then he moved to acting business then.
Right, and then he became an actor, mm-hmm. very funny actor, and he's been in so many films.
So it looks like he's in Only Murders in the Building, which has been nominated in multiple sectors, I think.
Right.
And we also have Sandra Oh.
Yeah, in the comedy. She's Korean-American.
Yeah.
She's won it a few times, actually, didn't she?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
In the past,
maybe
yeah, she's
a
won a few times.
Yes,
and
that's
she
possible.
Actually like was wearing a hanbok when she was receiving, I don't know whether it's a Golden Globe or a SAG, but
that.
And then she was like calling out her mother and father in Korean,
mm-hmm.
like
right.
Amma, Appa mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that.
Right. And she's nominated with the comedy series The Chair.
Right.
Have you seen that
nope.
drama? It's hilarious. You gotta see it. But I don't think it's so strong as other candidates, I think. We also have... Oh, so let's start with this major section. Outstanding performance by male actor in a leading role.
Mm-hmm.
We have five actors.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch will win The Power of the Dog.
But you haven't even seen other three movies.
Yeah, but I can tell.
So how much would you bet? 5,000 won?
I'll buy you lunch.
50,000 won? Okay.
If I'm wrong.
I would go for... I mean, I'm like same. I haven't seen all of these films, but I would go for Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Yeah. The Tragedy of Macbeth. We also have Javier Bardem with Being the Richards. Ricardo's. Actually, this is a drama film. It's a film, right?
Yeah,
it's a film about Lucille Ball.
Oh,
sounds
wow.
Sounds interesting. I mean, actually,
that's
it's
right.
a couple.
Ricky
right?
Ricardo is a Lucille Ball's husband.
Right. And then, you know, Nicole Kidman
mm-hmm.
played Lucille Ball.
You're kidding. Wow.
And she's been nominated for, you know,
that's
the female
funny.
Section. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's interesting cast. It's interesting casting, I think. And we also have, definitely, Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
House of Gucci.
Yeah, she's a strong contender.
Yes, I would say so. But I'll have to see this film, Being the Ricardo.
I'd love to watch it because
you
used to watch I Love Lucy.
Right.
Actually, in black and white, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's it came out in the 50s, right?
Right.
Right. It's an interesting cast. And outstanding performance by a male actor. Oh, let's skip on supporting roles. Let's move to ensemble section.
Mm-hmm.
We have Squid Game, right?
That's in a drama.
Uh-huh.
For motion picture, we have
The Great. Oh no, it's a comedy series.
If you're talking about movies,
yeah. Let's just talk
Belfast.
About the dramas.
Oh, dramas.
Drama series. We also we have The Handmaid's Tale. We also have The Morning Show, which stars Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, and Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup has been nominated as well.
Mm.
We have Squid Game. And people have been talking about this show like nonstop, Succession.
Mm.
Have you thought about this one?
You know, I don't get to watch too many American shows.
Right. I think we can watch it through, you know, one of those Korean streaming services.
Right.
If we will. And we also have Yellowstone, which stars Ryan Bingham and Kevin Costner. Yeah. So we feel good, right? You're
right.
Happy.
I just found something interesting. There's a, they separate ensemble in drama series and
film.
No, and comedy series.
Yeah.
But they put the action performance together with the action performance by stunt ensemble in comedy or drama series together.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So this is interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated though.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty hard to draw the line, you know?
Right.
When you nominate people. But this is important barometer for Academy because this all these actors are nominated by actors, right?
Right.
Voted by
SAG
actors
members, yes.
themselves. So it's going to be an interesting result. when it comes out. So when does it happen?
I think it's February 28th.
Okay, so we still have 1 month to go.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Jonathan, do you think Lee Jung-jae will win?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I hope he does.
We hope so. We hope so.
But probably not.
Don't get us wrong, but yeah.
But the female, we have a pretty strong chance.
With Jung-hae-yeon? Jung-ho-yeon?
Yep.
I don't think so. I don't think so. My vote would go for Jennifer Aniston.
Or yeah. Yeah, well.
I love Jung-ho-yeon though.
This is Arirang Radio.
We have two movies to talk about this week. We don't have any Hollywood production though.
We don't.
Yeah.
But we have two very interesting films.
Right, it's true. That's that's true. We have this film from Denmark.
Actually, it's a co-production between Denmark, Netherlands, and Sweden.
Right. It's called Another Round.
In Danish, it's called Druk, meaning
binge drinking.
Binge drinking. Very, very funny.
Very excited.
Very
I'm very
funny
excited
black
to talk
comedy.
About this.
Some people call it tragic comedy.
It is. I mean, yeah. There's a... But I think the overall tone is comedy. Still.
It is. It's like it actually has a very, very funny scenes at the end.
Mm-hmm. Some might think it's an European version of Hangover because the film is led by four male characters.
Teachers.
Right. But it's an art house film.
Who decides to experiment. Mm-hmm. And maybe you and I should try.
You know... Just to justify the film, I drank 4,000 cc beer before I went to the premiere.
Oh, this.
I was pretty close to the.
Well,
to the percentage they talk about, like it's a 0.05.
Well,
right.
I think we should explain what this is about. Uh-huh, I think that these four guys, teachers, they're having dinner and they think that. You know, somebody's birthday, one of the guys' birthday.
Right.
They start talking about this theory by a psychiatrist named Finn Skårderud. Mm-hmm.
Is it true, though? Is it fictional, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
But there's actually a psychiatrist named by that name.
Oh, I see. Quite so it
famous.
May be true.
Yeah.
Right.
That humans are born with blood alcohol contents deficiency of 0.05. Mm-hmm. Percent.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
They decide to keep that alcohol level.
Right.
See what happens to themselves. So
right.
They keep drinking a little bit, a little bit. And actually, their performance at school actually improves and they become more creative and relaxed.
Yeah. And everything gets better, like relationship with people and relationship with students. And
then,
I think that's highly plausible. Don't you think?
I don't know. not me. I can't really function too well when I'm... When I drink alcohol?
So I was curious when I was watching this film. So how much alcohol does it take to have that percentage? 0.05%. They say it's going to be more than three glasses of alcohol?
Trust me, it'll take me a little
wine?
Bit more than you. I think it depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of have to calculate, I think, the weight and stuff. I don't exactly know how you calculate the... Blood alcohol content.
I remember they in the movie. I think one of the characters says it's close to around three glasses of wine.
Four.
So maybe.
And how long? Every 3 hours?
I don't know.
So you
that's a question.
But they make a rule. They never drink and drive.
And they never drink
on weekends.
On weekends and. In the evening, right?
Right. And they make these rules. They were doing well. And then they decide to up the ante by increasing the dose up to 0.1%.
Right.
And then some part they're doing well and actually something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And one night they decide to go all the way and they get plastered and all these bad things start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And actually at the end, one guy dies, right?
You don't want to spill that, Johnny. Oh my God, what did you do?
No, that's not really a spoiler, but
it is. What are you talking about? That's the end of this film. But still, I mean, the movie has a lot of values, I think, because it's not just laughing out loud film. You know, there's a lot of things you can think about.
I think you know, I don't think it's a spoiler because it's about how these people deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Movie's about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I was thinking like wine and like kind of like European alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, you get all kinds of alcohol, including vodka. And at some point, they drink the things I don't even recognize, you know?
I knew you loved the movie. you have sparkles in your eyes.
I know. I'm very excited. I mean, I saw this film once at the premiere, and then they're doing special premiere, and they give out, you know, those mini bottles to audiences.
Oh,
I think it's pretty clever.
That is.
What did you think about the actor, Mads Mikkelsen?
Oh, he was great. This was like one of
big,
his
right?
best performances.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And actually, this is directed by Thomas Vinterberg.
Yeah.
Who's one of them.
You know, he has actually this theory about movie production has to be very simple and mm-hmm. You don't have to spend too much money. So he actually is a kind of director that I'm looking for.
Oh, right. Because he was the leader of this movement called Dogma 95,
yeah.
which limits all kinds of cinematic techniques,
right.
like close-ups
right.
and editing and artificial lighting.
He thinks movie production should be simple.
Right.
Yeah.
And authentic.
Right.
But he's out of it right now, and he's, you know, on a regular track. And this movie is dedicated to his daughter, Ida,
right.
because he lost her while shooting this
film. Who taught the drinking culture mm-hmm. to him?
Oh, right. So, especially in school, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a sad story behind this movie.
Right.
All right, we have. We're moving on to the second film. Why don't we just move on to the second film?
It's a Korean documentary which is being praised very, very highly by a mm-hmm. lot of people,
including Bong Joon-ho
and
Park Chan-wook.
And it's called Sewing Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the labor union movement in the 70s by this young ladies. Who were sent to this garment factory.
Mm-hmm.
And these ladies are, they're actually supposed to be in middle school. Instead of being in middle school, they were sent to these
Right, because
factories.
They were like 12, 13
they're
teenagers,
youngest,
right?
The youngest one will be 13, mm-hmm. and they're up to 16, and they were working 15 to 16 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in 1970, this gentleman, Jun Tae, you know, put fire on himself because,
right.
you know, of the
For labor
law strike mm-hmm. and stuff. And basically, these ladies who were young and didn't know anything, and then they start going to night school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start open their eyes thinking there's a thing called labor law.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they start claiming that we have rights and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they... So these, you know, the authorities think that the schools are actually making them a communist, basically.
Right, yeah, right.
So they close a night
mm-hmm.
school.
Mm-hmm.
So these young girls, they rise against that on
mm-hmm.
September 9th, 1977. Mm-hmm. And that this was a big thing. And they all went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, because they're young, they actually changed their birth dates.
Oh.
To put them in actual adult jails and
I
stuff
see.
Like that.
I see.
And it's a really incredible story how really screwed up the labor.
So what if the school, did they resume the night class? Or was it
I
just...
I think later on they did, but these people never went back to the union because they were so scared because
uh-huh.
All the harassment.
Right.
So it actually features three ladies who were actually mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. movement and went mm-hmm. were sent to jail, how their lives are destroyed and... Mm-hmm. Things like that. And, you know, I remember when I was young, these young ladies, these ladies are slightly younger than me.
Yeah.
And back in the 70s, all the young girls, if the you know, if you're poor, all the girls didn't go to school. They went to
factories
or become maids.
Right, yeah.
And,
so we used to call them gongsuni or...
Singmo or something like
that. Singmo, yeah. Right.
So... You know, it's a horrible thing back then, but I think these young ladies were the base of how the Korean economy actually
mm-hmm.
grew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Korea was big in textiles in the back,
right.
in the,
yeah.
back in the 70s.
I mean, this documentary looks interesting because it also is a history of Pyeongwang Market.
Right.
One of the most, you know, remarkable.
It's part of Dongdaemun Market, which is very, very famous.
Right.
Next to each other. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Pyeongwang-sijang is the textile section, mm-hmm. sweater shops and things.
Right.
And they were actually making them right there.
Which one?
The factories were there.
Ah, right.
To sell, you know. And
right.
They were trying to fit as many machines as possible, sewing machines, mm-hmm. so that they can get, you know, basically this is what's happening in Bangladesh these days. Mm-hmm. Exactly same as what was happening mm-hmm. in the 70s in mm-hmm. Korea. Because garments are getting cheaper and cheaper because they don't last very long. People don't wear them long. Mm-hmm. So they have to make it cheaper. So they're bringing this textile to really third world countries like Bangladesh. And I mean, exactly. A while back, there were there's a building collapse, and like 400 girls died.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
And they were getting paid about $2 a month, mm-hmm. and it's exactly the same as what happened mm-hmm. in Korea in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad there's a movie it's being made, because not many films talk about 1970s and 80s anymore.
Right. You know, I think this is the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. I have never seen any documentaries or movie about mm-hmm. the back, you know. I mean, there were some portrayal in some of the movies, a little bit by a little bit, but mm-hmm. not in full detail as to this documentary, because these ladies talk about the whole thing, how right. they felt, and mm-hmm. that's why Director Bong praised it highly, mm-hmm. and I think it'll win some awards.
Mm-hmm. I was told that the director spent so much time, many years to research, to make, you know, to do research and get interviews from people. So yeah, please go check it out in theaters. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Molly.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.